You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Alice!
Hello!
I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous that someone won a ticket to go see this New Zealand Dance Company show.
We love the theatre.
We love the theatre. And those shows are going to be great because Shin's an incredible performer. And I don't believe I've seen them do their choreographic practice. So I love it when companies are investing in their performers to be makers as well. And not like we should be making a distinction, but I think if you are a dancer in the New Zealand Dance Company, you were a dancer, very cool to see commissions or that happening for those that are, developing practice. I don't know. You know what you call it?
I know what you're saying. It sounds awesome. We're here to talk about some other cool theatre bits and pieces that's going on around Tāmaki. What's happening out there, Alice?
Yes. Well, look, we've probably all been absolutely spammed with New Zealand International Comedy Festival, which opens in May. But in this lead up, this is like weird autumnal time in the calendar where people are like, I want to go out. No, I'm not sure. Is it going to rain? Vibe. There is a great show happening. It's at the Bruce Mason, if I'm not mistaken. It is The Worm.
The Worm.
Worm theme this morning.
The Worm.
Big Worm themes.
Really?
We had Greco-Romankin earlier. They were saying that they think that their fan base, they can't work out if they're called the Piss Babies or the Worms, but both kind of, they're trying out both.
Yeah, you know? Okay. Piss Baby, Worm. I mean, look, column A.
Something's in the air. This is quite a different vibe than that.
Yes, this is.
This is a children's show.
Correct. So The Worm, it's by Night Song. You would have maybe, they have done a bunch of shows, Te Pō, which was on at Q Theatre. They had the Mr. Red Light, which was the work with Trigby a couple of years ago at the Herald, which was set in a Jester's Pie Shop. They always do, there's always a sort of like element of like mystical, psychedelic realism kind of stuff going on there.
Nice.
And this is a children's show that they're doing, or a family friendly show that they're doing. So the show is called The Worm, and it's about a worm, which is really great. There's like birds, there are worms. There are bulbs. It's pretty great. Actually, features original music by Carnivorous Plant Society.
Oh, so good.
Which is very cool. I think one thing with these kinds of works, I know because Ben Crowder, who's the director of The Worm, and Carl Bland, who's written the work, they have a clown background. Like, they're part of that first gen that came through the John Bolton Clown School, which is this like clown. So John Bolton's a clown. He came to New Zealand in the early 90s and then went back to Melbourne, and a bunch of people went and did clown school. So we're talking like Jacob Rajan from Indian Ink, Justin Lewis from Indian Ink, who else we had? Julie Nolan from Red Leap Theatre, and then Ben Crowder. So a bunch of these they like went to Melbourne, they like went to clown school in their 20s and have become really important leaders and makers in our sector here. So when we talk about clowning, you know, people are like, ooh, don't like clowns. Like, you know, the white face, the red nose. It's not that kind of clowning. But it's like the idea of sort of like childlike innocence.
Yeah.
And a good way to think of it is like cartoons are like clowning. Like the way that someone, or like a SpongeBob SquarePants is like the ultimate contemporary clowning figure.
Me.
You know what I mean? Because he has this childlike innocence and his logic always follows the next logical sequence. So he doesn't have like this knowing brain.
Yes.
And so when shows are in the style of clowning, that's the kind of vibe.
Love it.
So the work has got Yvette, there's a bunch people in the show. I don't want to give away the cast, but it does include Yvette Parsons as the snail, and I want to give a shout out to Yvette because Yvette, you will know her from Nude Tuesday, which was the film. She's the school secretary in The Educators.
Oh, I love that.
She played someone's wild mother on Shortland Street who was a nudist. We love that. She, What We Do in the Shadows, she's been in that as well. Like, you'll know her from a number of roles. So it's like she's the ultimate comedic, and I say cameo, but she needs her own goddamn show.
Yes.
Yvette's playing the snail. So
that, like, I just, I, they're so good.
Truly,
that's going to be amazing
in itself. And the thing is, so it's school holidays this time, so you can go see The Worm. It's out on the Bruce Mason. It's on till the 22nd of April. There's also another work, The Wild, which I want to give a shout out to. This is Virginia Frankovich and Julia Croft, which Julia's been on the show many times before, and Michael McCabe have designed an experiential participatory theatre show for young developing minds.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, we love a bit of school holiday activity.
Yes.
I am imagining The Worm as Heidi Klum's Halloween costume.
Oh.
But I'm imagining it's not going to be quite as scary as that worm.
That was frightening. And also when she,
it
like...
It was graphic.
Yeah, it was graphic. Imagine that. Imagine if The Worm was actually like...
The poor children.
Yeah, I would be frightened. Also, I low-key love that she goes all out for Halloween.
I when you sort of ask me what is Heidi Klum's career, all I can think is Project Runway and Halloween costumes, even though I know she's been like a very successful model and an actor and done other stuff as well.
I hadn't come across any of her Halloween costumes before, and so it was just The Worm for me, and I think that that's enough.
Yeah, you know? That is enough. Yeah. That's definitely the best one she's done.
That'd be the cherry on the top, TBH.
But if anyone is considering going to The Worm, this wonderful piece of children's theatre that's happening in the school holidays, we can promise it's not going to be as terrifying as Heidi Klum's Worm.
No, and just as a heads up, so 7+ is kind of the age group.
Okay.
So school age children would probably be the thing. I'm going to say there's going to be lots of funny. It's going to be lots of music, interesting lights, great costumes.
For The Wilds, is that younger?
Oh, yes. Right. Younger. And in fact, Virginia Frankovich, who directed lots, she's directed and made lots and lots of work in Auckland. She's also just had two beautiful children and has been doing an art therapy practice.
Oh, cool.
So this is really an exciting a new space that Virginia is working in. So very cool.
Excellent. Thank you, Alice. We'll put links to both those shows in the podcast afterwards. So if you want to go find out where you get tickets from and how you can head along, it'll have all the information for you there. Yeah. Thank you so much. Have a lovely rest of your day.
Same to you.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.